This is the Daily Detail, powered by 1819 News. Honest news.
Alabama.
Our great state.
The voice of Alabama values.
Alabama. Unbelievable people.
And now, here is Andrea Tice.
A date of September 26th to the 27th has been set for the second state execution that uses nitrogen hypoxia. Governor Ivey set the time frame for the execution of death row inmate Alan Miller. The state has a 24-hour window to implement the new method. The first execution that occurred in this manner was this past January with inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith. Miller's attorneys are currently battling to stop this execution from going forward, calling it cruel and unusual punishment. They're basing their claims on the witnesses to the execution of Smith, which occurred just a few months ago. Miller has been on death row for the triple homicide of his co-workers in Birmingham back in 1999. The Alabama Senate has killed a post-election audit bill that was offered by State Representative Debbie Wood. HB 259 was voted to carry over rather than go to the floor for a full vote. The bill was passed by the Alabama House earlier with an 88-6 vote. The bill would have required a percentage of precincts in each county in Alabama to undergo a post-election recount of the ballots for two of the races, whether state or federal. That would be done either by a hand count of the ballots or using a different voting tabulator. Alabama is now the second state in the nation to ban lab-grown meat. Governor Ivey signed the bill into law on Thursday, which actually offers criminal penalties for those who engage in the sale, manufacturing, or distribution of lab-grown meat here in Alabama. The sponsor of the bill, State Senator Jack Williams, says proponents of lab-grown meat can take their fake meat elsewhere. It's not happening here in Alabama. Williams says meat comes from livestock, which is raised by hardworking farmers and ranchers. And this law is about protecting people's health as well as the integrity of American agriculture. Lab-grown meat is started from animal stem cells in a petri dish with amino acids and carbohydrates added to cause those cells to multiply and grow in size. The Alabama Senate passes a bill that enhances penalties for those making false reports of a crime to police. The bill was inspired by the kidnapping hoax story that occurred in Hoover last year with Carly Russell faking her own kidnapping. The bill passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate. It changes a false reporting of a crime from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class C felony. And it also requires restitution to local, state, and federal agencies who responded to the call. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for signature. U.S. Senator Katie Britt is calling it a sad day that the Boy Scouts are changing their name. Britt spoke about it on Fox News, saying that the word boy has become toxic to certain people on the left.
And look at what you're talking about with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. Look, I am raising both a young man and a young woman, and I believe it is not only okay, it is necessary in many arenas to create spaces where they can grow and thrive and learn as both young women or young men. And when I'm raising a young man, I look at the fact that somehow the word boy has become toxic to the left and needs to be removed. And look at the fact that I have a young woman. And what are we saying about Girl Scouts? What about the longevity of Girl Scouts? It's the same thing that's going to happen to women's sports. It is completely and totally unacceptable. It is absurd. And this is more of the same from the Biden administration. And truly, Sean, this is why we need President Trump back in the White House. He will bring common sense. He understands the values this nation was built on. And he knows that he will not bend to the woke mob. He will let our children be children. He will let them grow and thrive and learn to stand for the flag, to love this country, and to be who they are.
The Alabama Teacher of the Year Award has been bestowed upon a River Region school teacher, Deborah Stringfellow. Stringfellow has been an educator in Elmore County for the past 40 years and is a first-generation high school and college graduate. She received her degree from Troy University. Stringfellow will now attend conventions across the nation in her capacity as Teacher of the Year and will also visit various schools here in Alabama. For more in-depth stories affecting the state of Alabama, go to 1819news.com. In national news, well, there's more details coming out that explains further the recent decisions from within the White House to talk about aiding Israel in its conflict with Hamas while not doing so. Breitbart News and the Jewish News Syndicate are reporting that the White House Coordinator for Intelligence and Defense Policy at the U.S. National Security Council was once a leader within Students for Justice in Palestine. SJP is the very same group that's been leading the protests now on college campuses across the nation. This White House Coordinator is Meir Bitar, and he has a history of being a radical pro-Palestinian activist long before he took this White House position. By the way, this position that he holds is neither vetted or confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Bitar ran a session back in 2006 at the Palestinian Solidarity Movement conference on how best to demonize the country of Israel. He also presented at other conferences that were clearly pro-terrorist and anti-Israel. His master's thesis at Oxford University was about the Palestinian displacement that resulted in Arab countries that had attacked Israel as they were seeking to become a nation back in the 1960s. The position that Bitar now has in the White House has to do with what intelligence is shared to the president on these matters. Bitar also worked within the Obama administration under Samantha Powers at the National Security Council. Donald Trump is calling it as he sees it regarding this whole Israel and Hamas conflict and the Biden administration's response to it. Trump said that Jewish Americans should be ashamed they ever voted for Joe Biden since he has abandoned Israel and acted disgracefully. Trump made the statements on Thursday after it was revealed that the White House had withheld a shipment of bombs to Israel that were to be used against an offensive in the city of Rafah. Trump says that Biden is making political decisions, not right decisions, and that the problem is from within this country, that the leftist ideology is far more dangerous than that of China or Russia. When it comes to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals has refused to throw out a federal gun case against the president's son. This means that Hunter could go to trial in Delaware as early as June of this year. 54-year-old Hunter has pleaded not guilty to three felony charges from 2018 when he sought to buy a gun and lied on the federal application. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss is the one who has brought the gun charges against Hunter. And around this time last year, Hunter was working on a plea deal to avoid trial and jail time. But that plea deal imploded when an Eagle-eyed judge questioned the legal language that was buried in the document that appeared to be giving Hunter Biden blanket immunity from the FBI that had worked on the deal. When all of this was brought to the FBI's attention by the judge, none of the FBI agents or prosecutors would fess up to it, so the FBI ended up having to withdraw the deal, leaving Hunter to face the legal consequences in a court process. Independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. has picked a side that is now irreversible. It's either going to make him or break him in the eyes of the American voter. RFK Jr. was on a podcast with Sage Steele when she questioned him on his position regarding abortion.
So in other words, keeping it as is with Roe versus Wade having been overturned and leaving it up to the states to determine if and when a woman can have an abortion?
No, I wouldn't leave it to the states.
You wouldn't, right.
No, I would.
He would say completely... It's up to the woman.
My belief is we should leave it to the woman. We shouldn't have government involved.
Even if it's full term?
Even if it's full term.
Even if it's full term?
Even if it's full term.
Okay.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton seeks to shut down the non-governmental organization that has been assisting illegal aliens in that state. Paxton filed for a temporary injunction against Annunciation House. Paxton says he has sworn testimony regarding the actions of this nonprofit organization in facilitating illegal border crossings, as well as concealing those illegals from law enforcement. Annunciation House has been operating under the banner of religious rights to offer shelter to those in need. However, Paxton says the organization is using religion as a cover for systemic criminal activity. Paxton says any NGO facilitating the unlawful entry of illegal aliens into Texas is undermining the rule of law and jeopardizing the safety of citizens. Well, Boeing Air Company probably wishes this week had never happened. There have been three mechanical or technical malfunctions on their passenger aircraft in the past 2 days. 190 people had to be evacuated from the Boeing 737 in Turkey after a tire burst during its landing on the tarmac. On Wednesday, a Boeing 767 cargo plane made an emergency landing in Turkey as well after its front landing gear failed to work properly. And on Thursday in Senegal, 78 passengers had to run from a burning Boeing 737 after it went off the runway and caught fire during takeoff. Boeing has been under intense scrutiny and pressure in the past 6 months after ongoing safety concerns and suspicions after two whistleblowers died within months of each other after they first started talking about the negligence that is occurring in the manufacturing process for the Boeing parts. Over in California, two teenagers are a lot richer after getting awarded $1 million by a Santa Clara County jury, and this is on top of their Catholic school tuition being reimbursed. The two teens were booted from St. Francis High School for supposedly wearing blackface and being racist back in 2020. This was during the height of the George Floyd riots and the Black Lives Matter protests. The two teens had posted pictures of their colored faces on social media back in 2017, but the school administration never really reacted to it until 2020 when racial protests were in full swing in various states. The only problem with all of that is that one of the teens was actually wearing a green face mask to cure acne that his mom had given him, so he took a picture of himself applying it and then sent it to another teen who also donned a similar acne treatment face mask and posted it to social media as well. You're listening to The Daily Detail from 1819 News. If you are enjoying the Daily Detail and want to make sure the reports come up easily on your electronic device, then be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button on the main page of the Daily Detail on whatever podcasting app you've been using to listen. That could be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, or some other podcasting apps. You can also get the word out about the Daily Detail by sending a link to a friend or dropping me a 5-star rating. I surely do appreciate it. I'm Andrea Tice. I will be back again on Monday. Until then, have a wonderful weekend.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Our great state.
Alabama.
Of Alabama.
This has been the Daily Detail. For more up-to-date news, go to 1819news.com, where you'll find honest news and Alabama values.